back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively presenting all these chats by the Maryland Lottery. We're going to get the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road beginning March 4th at Mama's on the Half Shell. I'd love to have a crab cake with this guy. Probably rather have a proper buffalo pierogi or some galumpi.
Some Polska kielbasa. We can get it going, Nestor.
Yeah. Some kapusta. Ron Jaworski's here. The Cincinnati Bengals are in the Super Bowl, man. Like, you know, my Ravens aren't here and you're wearing purple. You know, my old Oilers colors I'm wearing for Warren Moon.
I'm turning that knife in your back a little bit. I put the Ravens colors on and they're not here. I thought I'd be able to use this year.
You look great in purple.
They'll be back.
What do
you think? I'm glad you said that, you know. Maybe my new color.
Prince would tell you purple's the color of royalty.
All right. I like Prince.
Let's promote what you're promoting and then we'll talk a little football.
Since you asked me.
This is a handy gym
for Mueller. 2 pounds. You can throw this in your suitcase. Go to your room. You get a full workout.
Oh, it's resistance.
It's resistance, yes. Mueller's been in the business for over 60 years. They're innovative. And in fact, I was just with Rich Gannon. He wants one already.
Oh, you say I'm getting fat?
No. You don't. Right. We can all enhance ourselves. Really, I won't get up and move.
I have a growth mindset. You know what I'm talking about.
It really works. This really works. 2 pounds, throw it in your suitcase, go to your room, get a full workout.
I love it. I want to show you, tie it to your door.
And everyone will go, no, you're here.
This would fit really in my...
Look at this.
Hold on here. Go
look at that. So you stand on that thing.
You stand
just
right
like
there
that.
And you pull. Okay.
I can do a little resistance.
Guy your age needs some resistance.
Oh, I need a lot of resistance.
Now, how does this help your golf game? Be honest with me.
You could actually make it specific to your golf swing.
Okay. See, I knew I asked questions.
See, you
Charles
pull
would
it
have
out.
Answers. Charles is a real spokesperson.
You fabricate your golf swing in here.
All right.
Get that upper body, the upper torso working so those 220-yard drives now go 240.
All right, how much is it? Let's go.
I don't even know.
Give me a 900
guy.
Number.
How much are they?
Let me get credit cards. $699.
$699. Right. See, there you go.
Well, I tell you what. We all can use to get in shape, right? Like, and for all you golf guys, I'm not a golf guy. Golf's
you're
like a
working all the time.
Thing. It's a one-way thing. It's balance is everything,
you know,
Jaws.
As you get older, absolutely. I turned 39. I'm starting to get a little worried.
Well, I grew 39 and my hair started growing. You haven't seen my hair down yet. Football and this season and all. Let's start with Lamar because I want to hear. I always like to hear what you think about offense and about quarterbacks. We got these two guys doing it one way. The Ravens have really tried to do this a different way. I guess the jury's still out on this. I thought that it's a bad idea for quarterbacks to run into linebackers.
Well, I think that's a bad idea. You and I would agree on that. And I've always worried about the health of the quarterback. You know, when I think of the great quarterbacks, I think of, you know, obviously Tom Brady just retired. I think of Peyton Manning, Joe Montana. Because they were winning Super Bowls by running around making plays. And I know the game has changed to allow more of that style of play. But when you keep putting your quarterback in harm's way, he's going to get hurt. And Lamar has been getting hurt. And it's a very fine line. It's excitement when it's working, and it's disappointment when it's not. There really is no fine line. And I think when he came in the league, you and I were doing this show, and I said, I love his talent, but I don't like the running. And you must play quarterback from the pocket first. Now, I've always
You've been saying that on Edge NFL matchup.
It's just my personal feeling, and I learned it from guys like Sid Gilman, who was one of my coaches in the Hall of Fame. You know, running is okay, but it should be 1, 2, 3, 4. Go through progression. If all else fails, take off. There's quick pressure. No one's open. Take off. But it should not be look and go. Play quarterback from the pocket. Use your running skill when you have to run. It should not be a priority. Now, there's going to be some QB powers and stuff like that, which use the goal line critical situations. But don't put your quarterbacks in a harm way, or every 3 or 4 years, you're going to be looking for another quarterback.
Jaws, they ran the ball 21 times against the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah. I went down, and I haven't been around the players. I haven't been quizzing Harbaugh. I haven't been in any of these Zoom hostage videos that, you know, the media's over with now. I mean, and the one time this year I went down, he ran the ball 21 times. I pissed off Lamar by asking him if this is sustainable, because Lamar's never really had a hard question asking him because he's been in this environment. And then I said to John, your quarterback ran the ball 21 times today, you have to play in 4 days.
Since I wasn't in that press conference, what was Lamar's answer?
I would do that every week or even something to that. And John kind of burred up, and I'm thinking, and then 4 days later they got their ass kicked in Miami, and then a week later the Cleveland game happened, the injury, and we didn't know that it was going to end his season. I had Greg here. Mm-hmm. Greg Cosell was sitting in that chair, and we're like, nobody knew it was going to end the season, and I'm like, if you draft that kind of quarterback and you think you're going to go 8-10 years, Flacco didn't miss a play. We didn't even know. We didn't know the backup's name. I forgot Mark Bulger, John Beck.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, all these guys. Yeah. Matt Schaub did a whole year.
There you go. And because Joe was there. You know, Joe, you could count it every single week. And again, I'm not knocking Lamar. I'm knocking the way he plays the game, because I think when you get a young quarterback with that dynamic ability, it's incumbent on the coaching staff to turn him into an NFL-style quarterback, to give him a long career. He's going to make these plays for 3 or 4 years, and you're at that point right now. You know, and I always say this, too. As a quarterback, you can have a sore shoulder, and it's going to affect your game. If you're a running back, it doesn't bother you at all. If you're an offensive tackle, it doesn't bother you at all. But a quarterback, those bumps and bruises, they inhibit you from performing at a very high level. And we're starting to see that right now in Lamar. The bumps and bruises catch up.
Ron Jaworski's here. Jaws, the man, the myth, the legend. This game and Joe Burrow. Forget Stafford. We'll talk about him in a minute. But Burrow for our division and what this represents and where Mayfield is and where Lamar is and where the Steelers are. This is disturbing to some degree. I had Icky Woods over here talking smack to me from Cincinnati.
Well, he hadn't had a chance to do it in 30 years. So
it's kind of like you Eagles guys up there a couple
exactly,
years ago.
Right. Hell yeah, we finally won. Hell yeah, we're the world champs.
I couldn't shut him up for about 3 years.
Yeah, no, it's not much fun. But I think it's exciting to see a Joe Burrow, to see the Cincinnati Bengals, one of these downtrodden teams. But you're right about the division right now. You're going to have Cincinnati. You're going to have Cleveland. You're going to have Baltimore. Pittsburgh, they're going to get back in it. You know that. They're going to find a way to get another quarterback. They're a good organization. Might be the best division in football next year.
Well, it's certainly getting everybody healthy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get everybody on the field that needs to be on the field, certainly for the Steelers and their program defensively. Yeah. They have a couple special players on defense, right?
And you go to Cleveland. I mean, you know, before the season started, we were looking at Cleveland to be Cincinnati right now. Didn't happen. Baker Mayfield, love his courage, but didn't play well enough to take that team where they needed to go.
Well, let's talk about these two guys. First off, Burrow and this notion that second year that maybe they'll make it 5 times. No, man, you better win Sunday, bro. Like, hey, I'm talking to a guy that knows, right?
Hey, you're absolutely right. You know, I played 17 years in the league. I went to one Super Bowl. We lost Super Bowl 15. Were we upset, disappointed? Absolutely. You know, and it haunts me to this day. But back then I thought, hey, we're a young team. We're going to get back there. We're going to find a way to win the next time. We never got back. So when you get this opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And I think Joe Burrow is playing at a high level right now. I think he's going to get it done. I really do. This guy, I mean, he's an assassin. He's got that little baby face assassin, you know. And nothing bothers him. You know, 21-3, 21-7, nothing bothers this kid. He thinks they're up by 10 when they show him on the sideline. And that resonates with his teammates in the locker room and on the field and that coaching staff as well. They got a guy that, this guy, nothing bothers him.
Jaws, I've never told you this. You've been coming on my show for a quarter of a century, up at NFL Films when Steve was alive and all that. And I never want to bring up that game. You know, the thing that happened down in New Orleans to you 40 years ago now. But on that day, and I'll never forget, this is crazy. But that day, the television went, a cable. We had just gotten cable TV and it went out. And the game wasn't on and we had to listen to the first quarter on the radio. Mm. And that day, I said to my pop, I was 12 years old, 1980 or 81?
81 Super Bowl,
I was 12 years old. Yeah. I was exactly 12 years old. I said to my pop, I said, one day, I'm going to go to a Super Bowl. I want to go to a Super Bowl game. Mm-hmm. When I was 12, this is my 28th.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. But, you know, I talked to a lot of the young guys, too, because they asked me, you know, I played 17 years, and when I was calling Monday Night Football, I'd see more of the guys. I was around more. And they would talk to me about the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And I would tell them, when you get there, here's, you know, we all want to win so bad. We all, you know, when you're playing, you want that opportunity. And sometimes you get, and Bill Parcells used to call it the hero syndrome. You try too hard. You really want to win so bad, you make mistakes. The first ball I threw in that game was intercepted in Super Bowl 15. And it was a play I'd seen 20 times in the course of the regular season. John Spagnuolo on a little bow out, Will Montgomery in the flat. You know what I did? I forced the ball to Spagnuolo. Intercepted. Set up 20
Hero
times.
Syndrome. Is that it?
I was trying to make, sometimes you try, you want to win so bad. you make a mistake. And I made a mistake. And that's why I tell the young guys, let the game come to you. Don't force it. I should have taken Will Montgomery in a flat, pick up 5 or 6 yards, just move the chains. But I got overly aggressive because that's how I was feeling about that game. I got to make it happen.
Matthew Stafford, all of this waiting, all of the losing, all the questioning, all of that. He was put in a situation, and I watched you guys for years, you and Merrill and Cosell, yep, drawing him up and saying, if this, then that, and now this poor team's 3-13, but their quarterback, if Archie Manning only, right? You, yeah, know, all of that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Literally, and here he gets this opportunity, and immediately, and the Rams are all in, right? I mean, the Rams are all in with the deals.
They traded
Vonnella,
all those first-round,
right,
picks,
I mean,
away.
They,
oh, yeah.
And all the dreams for Kroenke and, yep, Goodell to, yep, and Jerry Jones, yep, to make this happen. This is their moment.
Yeah, and they had a nice quarterback in Jared Goff, but they did not have him in a position where he could take him to win it all. And Matthew Stafford is now that guy. You can attack all levels of the field. Now, which can be, a problem as well, because he sometimes gets overly aggressive. That would be my concern about Matthew Stafford. Because he can make every throw, he almost has too much confidence to make every throw. And it gets him in trouble every now and then. So the concern I have in this game is he's going to try to win the game by making those difficult throws where take the check down, like I tell myself in Super Bowl 15, which I didn't do. But I mean, I'm pulling for guys like that. You know, because he's 10 years in Detroit, nothing. Nothing. Now he's got a chance to prove that he's a quality quarterback.
Ron Jaworski's here. We're at some point going to have a crab cake together.
Yeah,
so
man.
I'll get you up to Cecil County. Meet me halfway or something like that.
I'm good. I'm good.
And on behalf of Handy Jim, pull this up here.
Mueller, Mueller, they're the best.
Let everybody know what we're promoting here.
Yeah. By the way,
look at that.
We like jewelry. Your boy Randy Brown, he's always got his ring on, too. And, you know, that Raven ring is pretty gaudy.
Well, right. Yeah.
But hey, you want to get this?
Pretty
no problem. Hey, go to Handy Jim Amazon.
Guy from Philadelphia.
HandyJimDynamic.com. You get this. Come on. Pump it up.
How's Flacco doing?
He's awesome, man.
He's my man.
He's awesome.
That's my man. Jaws is here. Jaws is there. Jaws is everywhere. You can find him out on the internet as well. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, live from Radio Row in Los Angeles with guests like him. Back for more right after this.